realize how many suicides you bitches are responsible for as a gender?
Oh, stop.
Do you know how many men have killed themselves over women?
Do you know how many women have killed themselves over men?
Three. So yeah, I've said this before on the show, and I'm saying it now. We need to bring back this whole throwing Christians to the lions thing.
So you want to go back to the Old Testament days? Is that what you're saying here?
It was a good idea then. It's a good idea now. You know, you weed out the stupid people. You improve society. The lions get a meal. Yeah, this is Podcast X. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me is Vixen.
What's going on, bitches?
And as you can tell, it's still Tribute to Satan Month.
I didn't sign up for this shit.
You were in last year's Tribute to Satan Extended Month. The one that ran into November.
Yeah, it sure did run into it. Damn it. Well, right now, you know, Starhawk is MIA. He probably is feeding his tricock over and over and over, and I got... Because, you know, he loves Tribute to Satan Month just as much as you do.
Tribute to Satan Month is, like, the highlight of PCX every year. And
other people love Christmas. PCX loves Satan Month, I tell you.
Well, this should air Halloween week.
It should.
If all goes according to plan. And perfectly enough, we are reviewing Spawn the Undead Issue 1.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, now, unlike Brenda's star reporter...
I know. Would you call her one of Satan's retarded children?
Yeah.
I got a kick out of that one.
Hey, I'm looking at the P in the logo.
It's like a claw.
Is that a claw?
It's like it was, like, ripped or something.
Hmm. I was going to say, unlike Brenda Starr reporter, Overstreet lists Spawn the Undead as having a colon.
Yeah.
Like a space between Spawn and the Undead. So his name is not...
Spawn the Undead.
Spawn Undead, and his middle name is The. Mr. Undead. Okay.
I like the artwork. I mean,
I was about to say, you know, the cover sucks.
Now, why do you think the cover sucks?
Oh, see, this is... And I knew we'd get around to one of these. This is one of those dreaded 90s... In fact, this comic starts out with two strikes against it from Jump Street because, first of all, it's an Image comic. And you wouldn't know this, but like, how do I explain? Image is like the Fox Network compared to
the stepchild?
Stepchild
of the other networks?
Well, you know how like Fox has, you know... Their shows are lewd
Trading Spouses, crude, and Who's Your Mommy?
Even going back as far as Married with Children, although Al Bundy, a great role model. Anyway, Image was founded by these dudes who, like, split away from Marvel.
Right.
Because, you know, they wanted more money and more control, including Todd McFarlane, who created Spawn.
Right.
And is pretty much the head guy of Image.
Right.
Yeah, except, like, all the comics they came out with, because they were artists, sucked. And it's not even that they were even good artists. Like this guy, I think Michael Turner, I can check. Oh, Dwayne Turner. Okay, at least it's not Michael Turner. This cover's very much in the Image style, in that there were lots of little lines on everything.
Right.
And we're all supposed to be impressed by that.
But it's just annoying.
Highly annoying. It's extreme! You know, all the characters they came up with had names like, and I'm not making this one up, Death Blow, Ripclaw, you just put two words to Shadow Hawk. I'm making up none of these, see? Now see, you the layman, your reaction...
Death Blow?
Yeah, he still has his own comic, believe it or not. Yeah, it's very complicated. He's this gay guy. and you know right from his name.
See? That's what that's what I was thinking. You said death blow.
Yeah, sure enough, he gives lethal blowjobs.
I know you're making that up.
I am making that up. However, there is a character called...
I'm getting better at realizing when you're bullshitting.
Okay, let's see if you can tell whether this is real or made up. There's also a character in the same universe named Midnighter.
Midnighter?
Yeah. And he... Basically, he's gay Batman.
Now, see, I can actually believe this exists.
What if I told you he's fucking gay Superman?
Oh, Lord.
Now, am I making it up, or is this real?
Damn it.
It's real.
It's like I'm on a game show. Real or fake?
Now, see, that's actually real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Death blow.
Anyway.
Sounds like a bad porn.
That'd be a good name for a supervillainess. Oh, in fact, speaking of the authority to which Midnighter and his boyfriend Apollo belonged to, there was a character in the authority, her name was Rose Tattoo, and I shit you not, she really did kill a superhero before she became good by giving him a lethal blowjob.
Damn.
So, like, that has actually happened.
What'd she do? Bite it off? What'd she do?
Well, no, I mean, she, I don't know, her, probably, like, I don't know, her saliva and her pussy juice are all poisonous somehow.
Poison pussy. All right, well, I'm getting too much enjoyment.
Well, that's why in Morlock, you know, the pussy was represented as this...
evil. The pussy will swallow you whole.
You see? Yeah. Hey, have you seen Teeth yet?
No, and I want to. Oh, goodness.
That movie can't possibly be good, but I've got to see it.
It. Look, just for the premise alone... It has to be watched. Has to be.
The chick's pussy and teeth actually has, like, fangs and shit. Cool. I mean, she better stay away from me, but other than that, cool.
Hey, pussy has power.
Evil power. But appropriate for a tribute to Satan Month. All right here. Now, a whole page just for the credits. Now, look at this bullshit. We have, like... I mean... how many... I'm getting annoyed at the credits.
Why?
President of Entertainment. Executive Director of... Stop it! Writer. Artist. Colorist. Letterer. Editor. That's it. Stop. Stop there. Like all the Marvel comics now, the Editor-in-Chief, Joe Quesada. Publisher, Dan Buckley. They didn't do anything!
Well, you know, everything is about business. In this country, as we've had many of discussion about.
Oh, that's what I was starting to say before, was that this not only is it an Image comic, although Image has gotten better, but this is Image back when they still sucked. So, strike one. Strike two, it's a 90s comic. And all 90s comics suck.
Damn.
Okay, 90% of 90s comics suck, which is only appropriate. Yeah, really. See, June 1999... So, I'm not expecting much. Although, you know what, having read this, actually...
I thought it was good.
What's most shocking is...
it's better than some of the shit we reviewed that was earlier.
This guy, Paul Jenkins, like, he sucks now. But, yeah, back when he was writing obscure comics like this, that, like, you know... he's lost it. He came up with a Spider-Man villain called Typeface. Oh, he's the dude who turned Speedball into Penance. You know, that stupid idea. Hey, we'll give him, like, spikes on the inside of his armor, and he'll be powered by his own pain.
Oh, okay, right, from Thunderbolt, okay.
Yeah, that was his bright idea. So I don't know what's happened to him, because this is actually good, this particular comic.
I like how this podcast is always used as a form to slam.
Well, in this case, it's deserved. He's like, I mean, it happens. I mean, some of these people come out and they're talented and they do good work and then they turn to shit. Bruce Jones being a good example.
That creepy?
Yeah, that's the guy who wrote that creepy story and he had this great run on the Hulk, and you don't even want to know the kind of shit he's written since then. Yeah. Oh, he turned Dick Grayson into a mimbo, a male bimbo.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah,
just for example.
That's rude.
And, okay, here we have the actual... Hey, who... This is not the cover artist. I like the art on the inside. Who drew this? Okay, the art monkey for this one is... Oh, actually, that is the cover artist. Well, why does the cover suck? Because look at this. This cover is all like... Ah! You know? And then on the inside, you know, it's actually tasteful.
Yeah, I mean, I think the artwork was actually very detailed. And, I mean, for the inside.
Hey, by the way, that's what Spawn really looks like. Yeah, his face basically looks like hamburger. Well, because he's in effect, he's a zombie. I mean, dead and he's back. He's animated, but you know, it doesn't make him any less dead.
Right. From what I remember of the movie,
that horrible movie.
He was a cop and he was killed, and how did he come back to life? I didn't watch all of it.
Well, it is that part. Yeah, the movie's fairly true to the comics in that this dude was like a CIA agent.
Okay.
So, of course, he's evil because he kills civilians and innocent people in the line of his work.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he had good intentions, and we all know where good intentions will lead you.
Yeah.
And sure enough,
hence tribute to
he's killed, he goes to hell, and now not Satan, but Malbolgia. Yeah, I hate the comics do this. That Marvel has Mephisto. Like, all these companies have, like... Oh, DC has Neron. All these companies have, like, Satan stand-ins. But so anyway, he like, makes a deal with him. Like, become my servant. Become, like, the latest hell spawn and do my bidding on Earth and shit. And, yeah. So he's Spawn now.
Oh.
Like, there have been Spawn before him and...
Right.
Will theoretically be Spawn after him, and
right.
At this point in the series, like, he's somehow free of Hell's control.
But in the comic, he's like,
but he's not on Heaven's side either.
Right, exactly. He keeps the world in balance.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to have, you know, the villains, you know, the god people get any kind of what.
Villains of the god. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You love Satan. I'm sorry. We've established that. So, of course, the villains.
Oh, well, I didn't know you were a fan of, like, Oral Roberts and Jerry Falwell.
Well, I don't watch them. And Jerry Falwell's dead, by the way.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that Malbolgia did not make a deal with Jerry Falwell for him. Can you imagine him being a Spawn?
No.
Because I just pictured it.
That would be really scary.
Yeah, that would be scary. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I brought up DC. We should all support Warner Brothers and DC, by the way, because the head guy of Warner Brothers just came out and said they're not making any more movies with female leads. And I applaud that.
Whatever.
Even you didn't see that latest Jodie Foster movie.
I want to.
Well, I would actually.
I didn't find anybody who wanted to see it with me.
But... See, and that's why. I mean, it's fine to have women in movies as long as, you know, they're in support roles, like, you know, secretaries and, you know, what have you. That's fine.
But, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Although, well, you could argue, though, that Jodie Foster movie didn't really have a female lead in the sense that... Aw,
damn it.
What?
She has never said that she was gay.
Yeah, well, neither did Rosie until she's finally like, oh, fuck it. You know, I live for the day that Oprah comes out. That will be a glorious day. Yeah, I know. Gail King will, like, out her before Oprah outs herself. That's true.
No, that'll be one of those, after Oprah's dead and gone, it'll be a memoir. And everybody will look at it like, oh, fuck, we knew that already. Anyway, tell us something we didn't know.
Well, you figure, you know, Oprah probably, like, looks in a mirror and is like, well, not getting any men looking like this. May as well take what I can get.
She has Stedman.
Stedman. Yeah, okay, and you know what? Star Jones has her husband.
Yeah, right.
you're not even going to try to be...
No.
Okay.
Nope. Can't.
We're doing it again. We're, like, not actually reviewing the comic.
I know. This is why it takes forever to get stuff done.
You know what was great? That Waiting to Exhale bitch, that her husband...
Oh, Terry McMillan.
Yeah, her husband turned out to be gay.
I think she knew he was gay.
It's all like, follow my path and you know, leave your husbands or whatever and find the perfect man. Heh, heh, heh. Take that, bitch. What? Why are you shaking your head as usual?
Oh, as usual. That's the point, as usual.
I'm just thinking, you know, it'd be cool to watch the lions chasing the Christians.
We could get on this.
We could, like, fuck with them and, like, not starve the lions first. And the lion would just be sitting there, like, eyeing the Christian.
Page one.
like the Christian wouldn't know when the lion's going to attack. Yeah. Okay, so anyway. Page one, we have... Okay, all the captions are, like, in this, mechanical-looking, computer-looking mm-hmm. text, which is mildly annoying. But, okay.
But I like the way they have the man depicted. He looks like... The top of the page says, this is Tom Sloan and his tired soul. He looks damn tired.
Yes, he does. And he's...
All the lines. Now, see, the lines in this are pretty good. The lines in his face and all that.
Okay, well, yeah, they're there for a reason. To make him look old and tired, and he does. And it says, this is Tom Sloan and his tired soul. And we see Tom Sloan and his bottle of whiskey.
Old time whiskey.
And I wonder if that's a real brand.
I think it is.
Really?
Oh, wait a minute. It might not be because I think they...
Maybe that's product placement.
Yeah, maybe so. Because it does say it's Canadian.
Actually, it's pretty funny that...
I think it is. I actually think it's real. I think it is, yes, a Canadian whiskey.
Huh. Can you imagine this company paying to have that product That's placement in
did.
This comic?
They probably did.
Hey, if you're depressed and miserable!
Old time whiskey.
I can't remember what comedian it is. Oh, well, because I would credit him. But this is great. He's like, do I have a problem if I call alcohol pain go bye bye juice?
You might. I like that pain go bye bye juice. And I know quite a few people who drink Pango bye-bye juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a few.
And they will remain nameless.
That's right.
Boy. Yeah, here he... Oh, okay, he's on the street walking with his bottle of whiskey. Can't they lock him up for that? Because he's got an open container.
In Philly, they would.
Yeah, I don't know where this is supposed to be.
I think it's New York City.
New York City?
I think so.
Is that the city with the team that didn't even make the playoffs?
Well, they could slam us, so let's just let it go.
Well, no, they can't because we made the playoffs and they didn't. They had a 7-game lead.
Yeah, but once we got there, we choked. What the fuck happened?
No. Choking is having a 7-game lead and blowing it. Choking is only managing to win one game against the Cleveland fucking Indians and letting Paul Byrd, who throws like 40 miles an hour and used to be a Philly, beat you and get... I'm just in the Yankees now, by the way. They were just knocked out of the play. Yeah,
I know.
Figured while I was bashing the Mets, I'd get the Yankees too. Yeah, so they have two teams that like totally choked. And again, at least we made the playoffs, more than the Mets can say. They were going to perform like an operation on the Mets. Apparently, like, you know, there was some kind of a heart thing, but then, you know, the surgeons found out that the Mets have no heart. But this is great. I like the, now. See, now we have at least what looks like hand lettered like stuff. Yeah. Get out of the road, asshole!
Yeah.
He really is like walking the street. He doesn't care. So yeah, suicidal dude with whiskey, and now he's on a bridge.
Yep.
And it doesn't look like a Philly bridge, so I guess he's not.
I think it is New York. Actually, you know what? It kind of looks like the
Golden Gate?
No, not the Golden Gate.
Because they did a documentary about like all the people who commit suicide by jumping off
the Golden Gate.
I want to see that. That sounds like a feel-good movie.
Yes, you would say that was a feel-good movie. I thought it was a New York bridge, but actually it looks like it could be the Ben Franklin Bridge here in Philadelphia, but I don't think it is.
Well, he doesn't need a reason to kill himself if he's in Philadelphia, let's face it.
Oh, yes, it does.
Just general principle.
Walk down the street, somebody, a bullet.
Well, odds are, yeah, I was going to say.
Shit.
Hey, how many homicides are we up to?
Like 310.
Cool. All right, so...
Nah, I remember the other night I told you I was driving through and almost hit by a damn drive-by. Damn.
What are you doing out at nighttime?
Driving.
Oh, that'll teach you.
I know, right? How dare I do something as crazy as drive my own car?
Now, you know you were just looking for, like, younger men to pick up and defile.
Shh. I'm not supposed to know that.
Oh, see, he's really depressed because he ran out of whiskey.
Yeah, right?
And, okay, we have some computer blurring effect here as he's...
dropping the...
whiskey into the river, I guess. And he's about to... the computer effect annoys me, by the way. Yeah, he's about to jump.
It's not spectacular. It doesn't do anything for me.
It's too obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes to jump, and some dude off panel's like, it's a lot farther down than you think. You know, it's interesting that the captions are typeset, but, like, we have word balloons, even though they're not, none of them are in balloons, but they appear to be hand-lettered.
I did notice that. I was like,
even though they're probably not, it's probably a font. A computer font.
Yeah.
Everything's fucking computers now. And, you know...
Are you actually complaining about that? We're watching this on a
Well, yeah, of course we're watching it on a computer. Actually, you know, I do have a paper copy of this somewhere. Because back in 99, you know, nobody was scanning and downloading comics.
Right.
But,
So, yeah, now we got this guy on the bridge basically telling him, and that's the problem with unforgivable sins. You hit the water and...
Okay. Yeah,
you hit hard enough, and you just keep on going. You know, you might just keep on going.
Why is suicide an unforgivable sin?
Well, Christians believe that only God has the right to take life, give life, and take life. So, basically, they're saying that by you taking your own
life, what if, say, you're
calling yourself God.
What if you're in unbearable physical agony and always will be unless you're dead?
That's where the whole euthanasia argument comes
from. But you just said... Where was I?
Basically, the guy's about to give him a sermon, and Tom is like, I don't really care who the hell you are. The best thing to do is just
I like
pass
this line.
By.
Yeah, you think I'm in the mood for salvation? You can kiss my ass.
He could have just said no, thank you.
Well, I still have a problem with this. This suicide is a wonderful, noble thing.
Well, they say suicide is a selfish act.
What's your point? Ayn Rand said selfishness is a virtue.
Who said that?
The chick who wrote Fountainhead and. What was the other one? Atlas Shrugged and...
Selfishness is a virtue?
Selfishness is a virtue. Because, all you have is yourself and your life, and you give up any aspect of that. You're giving up everything. You should live for yourself. People should be selfish. Well, it just plays into the hands of, like, those with power to be selfless. That's what they're relying on.
Well, I mean, well, what about the people who share your life with you? Don't they have a say?
You know, see, this all ties in
with
the Christianity thing.
That's why people say suicide is a selfish act, because the person who commits it.
Somebody who's miserable should continue to be miserable.
Well,
because you might hurt the feelings of like somebody.
Well, I mean, when you think about stuff like, I don't know, like say for instance, you know. A person who kills themselves and they got young kids, that's fucking unfair.
No, it really isn't, because you're doing the kid a favor.
Dang.
Do you really want them to grow up with a miserable, life-hating, self-hating parent? Don't you think that, like, that's going to impact the kid in a negative way?
Well, I think parents fuck up kids anyway, so...
Well, that's true, but,
Actually, I should say human beings fuck up human beings.
Well, take this dude.
Yeah, true.
Should he be a parent? Can you imagine him as a...
No, actually, he shouldn't be.
See?
Even though we find out later in the story he is.
I really should reread these before.
Okay, so you're pro-suicide.
Here's my thing. If you're out there... And you're suffering, and you're in pain, and you think there's no hope, you're probably right. You're not stupid. If you think there's no hope, there probably isn't. If you're having these thoughts of killing yourself, of slashing your wrist, of taking your life, do it! Be a man! Even if you're a woman, be a man. and just follow those urges. You know, they say that suicide is cowardly, and of course that's bullshit. That's why Bill Maher got in trouble when he said that the terrorists who flew into the World Trade Center, that they were not cowards, because of course everybody was just, you know, reflexively calling them cowards without thinking about it. No, you know what, if you can, and he's right, if you can fly a plane into a building, you got some balls. You may be crazy, a crazy and stupid motherfucker, but you got some balls.
All right, let me just say this. The comment, that earlier comments about killing yourself, those are strictly trench coats views, not vixens.
But I'm working on her.
Yeah, okay.
Vixen, you will slowly come around to my way of thinking. My wisdom will not be denied.
I will not be one of your minions. I will not.
You will serve me.
No.
No, or, you know, hey, you know what would be funny? Like, if some dude was, like, contemplating suicide in a comic, and, like, he turned on Wheel of Fortune, and, like, the answer was driving Miss Daisy, and he's like, shit.
The wheel has spoken.
Yeah, the wheel has spoken. I gotta do here.
Shit. Oh, that damn comic. That was hilarious, though.
Okay.
Cash Potato sitting in the middle of the fucking street with just underwear on, watching damn Wheel of Fortune.
It just hit me, like, there may be people out there who haven't actually heard episode 61 and have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no.
Although schizophrenics probably think the wheel is talking to them.
You mean it isn't? You know, every time I accidentally catch any of that show, you know, I hear the wheel talking and it's saying, Vanna is old. What? Hey, is it still Vanna White?
Yeah, it's still Vanna.
Oh my god. How old is she now?
Like 100.
Yeah, seriously. She's got the best job in the... I mean, damn. She'll be like B. Arthur and she'll still be like flipping letters. Well, she doesn't talk, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
She just says bye at the end of the show.
She
stands at the end of the show with Pat Sajak.
See, when she's got the old lady voice, bye, everybody. But no, seriously, you know, if you're in pain, there's no reason you should have to continue to suffer. I would, again, urge anyone contemplating suicide to do
therapy.
No.
I urge therapy.
Therapy is for the weak.
Oh.
Suicide is the manly option. And really, like I said, as far as, you know, family, kids, whatever, you're doing them a favor. Fuck, they probably hate your guts anyway.
No, they really curse you because, you know, when you commit suicide, your relatives can't collect any money on insurance policies, so...
Good, fuck them. They're probably part of the reason the guy wants to kill himself in the first place.
So you're just going to be selfish all the way around.
Selfish.
You're selfish all the way around.
Selfishness is not bad.
People... You ain't going to leave me no money? Shit.
And thus we see the evil greed of the female. Females, the favored gender of Satan. Anyway.
As said, the pussy has power.
Do you realize how many suicides you bitches are responsible for as a gender?
Oh, stop.
Do you know how many men have killed themselves over women?
Do you know how many women have killed themselves over men?
3.
You know what? Go on to the next page. Damn it.
So, yeah, anyway, like, this dude here, and I'll just blow it, this dude's an angel.
Yeah.
Or may as well be an angel.
Yeah, he's putting himself out there like that. Tell me your story.
Yeah, and, well, the dude's about to kill himself. He's got nothing better to do, so he does tell him his story. And, okay, typical family here.
Dysfunction.
Nonsense.
Yeah. My mom was a hoe. She left him in the house after dad left. I tell you, this is depressing as shit.
Mostly, she went out a lot.
Yeah.
Doing stuff that she wanted.
To make up for all the time she felt she'd wasted with my dad.
You know, that's some cold-blooded shit, but bitches do this. Look at, who was the woman's, Susan Smith is the one who,
the one that killed tried the kids.
She drowned her kids in the car because...
She tried to say a brother man did it.
Well, the point being, she wanted to go with a believable story.
Oh,
it was the South, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She knew what it
was. No, wait a minute. Was she in Boston? No, that's somebody else. That was another story. The guy who killed his wife and tried to say they were robbed by black guys.
I'm just like, you know, fuck, in the South, they probably fucking eat their babies. I mean, you know, they're not civilized. Oh, yeah. So anyway, that was because she had hooked up with a dude.
Oh, yeah, who didn't want kids.
And this really is how lots of... Actually, you know, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, you're about to say.
Because you know what? A woman should put her man first.
What? Now she got kids.
Well, they might have been...
Especially not if she has kids.
They might have been brats. You know, I mean, it's like JonBenet Ramsey. You know, she might have grown up to be a terrible person. I'm just thinking.
Okay, so far, and I don't know how far along we're in, is you've advocated suicide, child killing. Well, you always you know, you're always down with violence to children.
And women.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did you say, women and children first?
There you go. But I'll just remind you here, because you seem to have forgotten. It's tribute to Satan Month.
I am the only girl in this den of boys and...
Hey, does anybody know where you are at this moment here?
Yeah, fine.
Fuck. Nothing. Yeah, so anyway...
And this is like, the umpteenth time you've hinted at violence towards me.
But you like it rough. Or so I hear. Yeah.
Go on.
Growing up, he had a little sister.
Who he used to beat the shit out of. What the fuck was that?
And she likes it. She's...
You know what? I think in her twisted mind, she did.
Yeah.
Because when you go further along into the story, she was the only one who was there for him. What the fuck was that?
There are women who like it like that. And that's
probably
a good thing.
Probably because he was the only one she could depend on. Yeah.
Hmm. All right, so it all worked out for everybody. And on that note, we're going to break.
The ocean doesn't want me today, but I'll be back tomorrow to play. Angels will take me down deep in their prime. The mischievous brain chills down into the endless blue wine. I'll open my head and let out all of my time. I'd love to go drowning and to stay and to stay, but the ocean doesn't want. Going up to here, it can't possibly hurt. All they will find is my beer and my shirt. A riptide is raging and the lifeguard's away. But the ocean doesn't want me today. But the ocean doesn't want me today.
And we're back. Heh, he's like some poor scared little baby in pigtails. And I used to whack her around.
And then he said, because I was just as scared as she was.
Of what? I have no fucking idea.
Don't I mean two kids left by themselves?
They should take advantage of that.
In the earlier panel, he said he was only 6 when she made him the man of the house. What kind of fucking retarded shit is that?
You ever watch home movies on Adult Swim?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's fucked up. There's like a 9-year-old boy, and like he has a very strange relationship with his mother.
Kind of like the relationship Carmen has with his mother.
Oh, man. Healthy. You didn't see... Did you see the latest one where...
I haven't seen it.
He pretended to have Tourette's.
You know what?
That show is awesome.
Just that in itself, I'm like, I'm done. It's a wrap.
See, unlike, like, you know, the Adult Swim cartoons and the Fox cartoons, South Park, I will go out of my way to, like, BitTorrent and not miss an episode. All right, so...
Yeah, as he's growing up, he was, like...
Whoa!
The soccer guy.
His sister's hot! Well, yeah, they're, like, teenage now, and
Yeah. She's
got her little... braces, and she's looking all young and innocent, and she's got her mouth ever so slightly open.
Oh, stop it. She was cheering for him.
Well, look, he's playing soccer in high school, whatever. And, hey, look at this guy here is gay. Because, like, he's got a Navy cap, and he's, like, watching little boys play soccer. Now, think about that. So, anyway, his sister's clasping her hands together, and she's, like, praying, practically, it looks like. Please, please, somebody rape me! Oh. And, what? Well, look at her face!
That is not what she's doing.
Mm.
He said, my little baby sister...
They're trying to make her sound sexy, even. My little baby sister and her braces and pigtails. Mm. Yeah, that is wow. That's hot. That's what that is. And he's moping because mommy and daddy didn't come to the games. Whatever. Get the fuck over it. Grow up, man up. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, and he does grow up to become a booze hound.
Well, yeah, because he blew his knee out, so yeah. Now he's not going to be... We don't have soccer stars in this country. We got to steal our soccer stars, like we stole David Beckham. By the way, he's about... Go ahead, ask me to name another soccer player. I can't. LA.
Well, he's fucking
active. Because I remember him from back in the day. Yeah, fuck soccer. Okay.
So he becomes a booze hound.
And that's cool.
Yeah, to the point where, you know...
Oh, it just hit me. Okay. Like, there's probably people out there who struggle with that.
Yeah.
With drinking.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say...
Here we go.
Well, what? Alcoholism never killed anybody.
You'll find out it does later on in this panel. I mean, in this story.
Well... Okay, yes.
Yeah, he's a grown up now. He's a booze hound, and he's been married, like 3 times and got, 50 bazillion babies.
Actually, he's right here. The rest owes so much sympathy for men from you. Listen to you.
I'm talking about him in particular.
Well, basically, he says
standard stuff.
Frankly, so far, I have not seen anything here to justify him killing himself. And plus, also, look, he gets to make out with his sister.
Oh, stop it.
What?
That was not what.
Notice
they were
how
doing.
She's holding him tenderly. And she does have her lips, pursed. She's ready to start.
Would you stop it? What is this?
Kissing on him.
You're just so depraved.
Well, look, because. Okay, then how come here she's like all like. It's not. He's not her baby. It's the other way around.
Yeah, he's her big brother.
Ah. She's out. Okay, she's probably like. You're my big brother in every way. Show me.
Go to the next panel.
Yeah. They staged it. I like this part because they have one of those so-called interventions.
Yeah, and I like how we put it, yeah.
He totally nails it, that it's about, them feel better.
I like we said, you know, where you sit in the useless middle-aged drunk in the middle of a room and remind them just how pathetic he really is.
I mean, his mother was a bitch.
She's an old hag now.
And not even that, but, she has the nerve after having been a whore.
Yeah, how about that?
Ruining his whole life because she's a whore. Because she's a woman, and therefore a whore.
Oh, stop it.
And women are whores.
Gee, have you made that point, enough?
I just wanted to say one more thing. All right, I will not say that again. But bitches are whores. Yeah, I apologize for calling bitches women. We have many misogynist fans out there that would take offense at that. Yeah, but, I mean, she's got the fucking nerve to go off on him.
What's happened to you, Tommy? Your father and I didn't hurt you. No, just leaving me all the damn time I was sick.
And the father's all weak and shit. He has the nerve to yawn.
He can really give a fuck.
Wow. But this is how people really are, though. As opposed to, how TV shows people as being. And, the angel's like, well, what about your sister? You got the best reason in the world to live. By the way, if he's an angel, he should know, she's dead, because then he says, she's dead.
Yeah, but look at how she died. Mr.
Hey,
alcoholism.
He had more whiskey.
Anybody.
Well, what's great is he takes a swig of his whiskey before he explains.
Drunk driver.
Yeah, she died because it was a drunk driver. Boy, this whiskey's good. Hey, they cut down to, they show, all the cop cars and shit.
Oh, and that's what I was wondering what that was. Okay, them trying to,
Well, either it's a flashback, I don't know.
I thought it was a flashback to the night.
Nah, you know what it is. That's exactly what that is. Okay. That makes sense then. But you don't get to see her mangled body, unfortunately. Well, he's like, you want to know how it could possibly get any worse? Well, I found a way.
He got wasted before the funeral. And drove to the funeral wasted.
If he really loved her, he'd be the dude, acting out at the funeral.
Oh, Lord, she's gone. Oh, don't leave me.
Isn't there always one, trying to get in the coffin with her and shit?
Now, see, at black funerals, yes. I don't know about white funerals, but at black funerals, yeah. Oh, Lord, Rufus is dead. Well, oh, Lord, take me with you. Take me with you.
I was thinking... When the Antichrist, Ronald Reagan, when he died, That's pretty much how, like, the Fox News people acted.
They want to get in the coffin with him.
Exactly, yeah. Because, you know, they worshipped him, being his, yeah, you know, his demon minions. Yeah, so he was an embarrassment, drunk at the funeral, haha.
He was like, I couldn't even hang on for 1 hour. I was shaking, not with grief, but because I wanted to get it over with so I could get another drink.
You know, I respect his honesty. I wonder how mangled her corpse was, because...
It's a closed... Well, they're at the site.
Oh, it is a closed casket. Yeah, I was wondering if she was still fuckable.
Next page.
It's your favorite phrase this episode.
I gotta keep you on track.
Yeah, okay. And the angel is preaching to him and being all self-righteous and arrogant and don't do it and God this and Jesus that. And, and I like this panel.
I know your
here.
Favorite panel.
Let me clue you. The guy's like, let me clue you in, Billy Graham. There is no God. You know, I would think that would, like, play head games with the angel's mind there. It's like, wait, if there's no God, then I don't exist! And he would, like, poof out of existence. That'd be pretty funny. The end. But no, that's not what happens.
Nah. So the guy continues to preach to him.
Preaching.
You know, just telling him that, you know, I've seen how far someone can fall. A similar thing happened to my brother. But then I saw Jesus. And he said, sure you did. So what?
Yeah, then dude's like, no. I mean, I've really seen him. See, I don't know who this character is.
I think he, you know what, this panel, I think he was supposed to be like Jesus. The eyes of an angel. I think that's what that was supposed to convey.
Oh, he's like channeling Jesus or some bullshit. Oh, there was this great comic, Preacher. Mm-hmm. And the premise was this cool-ass dude named Jesse Custer. He was a preacher. Mm-hmm. But then he comes to his senses. And he realizes that the state that the world's in, that God has skipped out on humankind, and he hunts down God to hold him accountable. That's the premise of the comic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually deep.
And he does have, like, one superpower. He speaks with the voice of God! And when he speaks with the voice of God, you have to obey him.
How the hell is he able to channel God's voice?
Oh, that was the whole story.
Oh.
Look, it's a whole thing. That was like
60,
70 some issues. I mean, you really want me to explain the whole... although, hey, you know what was cool? There was this one character named Arseface. And he tried to kill himself, but, like, all he did was, like, horribly deform himself, so his face looks like an ass.
Arseface. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, yeah, this scene here where, like, he's, like, looking with the eyes of God or whatever, the angel, reminded me of Jesse speaking with the voice of God. Hey, you know, you should review I don't know if there's such a thing. A good porno comic for your podcast, XXX, would be if, like, somebody had the dick of God.
Well, as we established in earlier conversations, he could at least give 5 minutes of hot friction.
You're going all the way back to episode...
Archiving. Archiving, baby. Archiving at, like, 24.
That far back? Are you sure? I thought it was, like, 30 or something.
No, I'm going way back. Way back.
Well, yeah, because Wicked Truth said human males can last for 2 minutes of hot friction, which I dispute. that lets you know what kind of guy she's hooking up with. And that Jesus could last 5 minutes.
All right, well, you know,
yeah, we never discussed how long God could hold out.
Well,
and here's my question. If God loves everybody,
yeah,
is he bi? Or would God take it in the ass?
Oh, no.
What?
No.
I am asking valid theological questions, and you are not taking me seriously.
The lightning bolt's about to come. I need to move away.
No, we already know what his son's into, because Jesus loves the little children. Didn't he say, like, let the little children come unto me or some bullshit? You know, actually, you think about it, then the priests have the right idea. They're being true to the guy they worship. They're just following in his footsteps. And that's why that footsteps poster with the poem? The reason there's only one set of footsteps is because, yeah, he's carrying the dude, but he's got the dude in front of him and he's fucking him up the ass. That's pretty ironic that you figure Jesus would go around telling guys, I'm going to nail you. By the way, you're going to hell for laughing
at all this. And you know what? Even though I'm not Catholic, I really think I need to go to a Catholic church and say a few Hail Marys right now. Damn.
Hey, don't you do that whole thing. This is my body. Eat me.
No. No.
You know they do, so I don't even know why you're...
It's not
the... Oh, there's a slight difference.
That's it. You are possessed of the devil.
I know who's being evil here is this angel. He's like, okay, I did my part. Carry on.
And he gets on his Volkswagen.
And that's what... High break for miracles plate in the front. Notice it's a VW. And again... VWs were big during World War II in Nazi Germany. I said this off the air. And so if an angel is driving a Nazi car, doesn't that make God a Nazi?
No, damn it.
Actually, you know, it's pretty consistent because Christians hate the Jews. And, you know, there's the whole, you know, ovens, furnace thing and Volkswagens, angel. It all ties together.
I think this might be the last podcast I do with you because you have just, like, alienated everybody.
I'm trying.
Why?
It's fun.
We need all the people. We need all the subscribers we can get.
No. Here's my thing. As long as I have more subscribers than you.
Hey. You know, Podcast Triple X is a jump off of Podcast X. If you alienate people, people might not come to my podcast. So stop that shit.
You're... Wait a minute. Wait. Aren't you, in your next episode... gonna review a comic book about a comic book that has
that's not the point
gay incestuous pedophilia.
I ain't write it.
Well, that's true, you didn't write it. Actually, you know, Alan Moore, who wrote Lost Girls that you're about to review in your next episode, kind of looks like this dude here with the scraggly beard and shit. Maybe that is Alan Moore. Although Alan Moore actually worships Glycon.
What the hell is that?
Oh, he's a sock puppet. Yeah, apparently, like...
See, the thunder's coming in.
They can't hear. I already know from past recording, they can't hear the thunder. It is always, like, thundering and shit when we're doing
that's this. Because you keep saying shit to make God angry.
They talk about Seattle being a rainy city. I mean, they never bring up Philly.
God is like, oh, fuck this shit.
Oh, yeah, Alan Moore is on record as worshipping Glycon, the snake god, who is actually a sock puppet god. Like, he was a blatantly false god. I don't know, I guess, like, a dude in a toga would stand up behind, like, a puppet thing.
Isn't that like worshipping the Mara?
Okay, two people got that?
Yeah, right?
That may be the geekiest reference I've ever... Although the Mara... was more of a... everybody ignore us right now because we're talking about old Doctor Who. That was more of a blow-up balloon. The Bandrels in Time Lash actually were sock puppet aliens. Yeah, I got to show you Time Lash because you would... They had, like... Instead of, like, even trying to make believe it's an alien planet, they just sort of put tinsel on everything. But it doesn't go completely off the rails until you have the sock puppets. I'm not making up. And two words, Sixth Doctor. See, now you know I'm telling the truth. Yeah. Strange era of the show. Mm.
Too many drugs. Or not enough of the right ones.
Wait. Hey, he had a psychedelic coat.
Yeah, for real. Okay, so he's seen the face of God, or what might be the face of God.
He should cut his arm off then. You know, as long as we're tangenting.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing about whatever part of the body you send with, is that what you're getting at?
No. Twin Peaks. Remember Mike?
It's been a while since I've seen Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Anything from the second season.
Was this... Well, all the characters were introduced in the first season, but mostly. Yeah, but I don't remember if Mike was in the first season or not, because to me it's all one big story. But, like, Mike...
Which it was, actually.
Yeah, Mike is from the other place that the little man and the giant were from. And, oh, you remember the dancing dwarf and all that.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay, all right. Yeah, I remember the dancing dwarf.
But,
I just didn't pay that close attention to the backstory. I was like, oh, God, dancing dwarf.
Okay. Oh, yeah, long story short, Mike saw the face of God and cut off his arm. because his arm was evil.
Okay, David Lynch was a...
It just hit me that it would take me a half hour to be able to explain all this, so I'll just leave it there.
As I said, David Lynch, he's brilliant, but he was crazy at the same time.
I would say...
I still love Wild at Heart. I'm sorry, even though...
Oh, that's a great...
Oh, that was my movie.
Now, see, that's a romantic movie. No, seriously. Yeah, as long as, like, you give me romance that's mixed in with violence, gore, and bloodshed, I'm cool with
beautiful.
It. Now, that Brenda Starr comic, on the other hand. So, anyway, yeah, he's about to,
Oh, Lord, I see you. I see you there. So, he thinks now...
That he's seeing the Lord, but it's not. It's Spawn.
It's Spawn. What a letdown.
I don't... Well, Spawn... come on. Spawn is much cooler than Jesus. Let's be for real here. No. I can walk on water. Fuck you. I have chains. Hey, you know what I want to see?
What?
Like a Hellraiser sequel to Cenobites versus Jesus. Because, you know, them chains with the hooks mm-hmm. would come out and right. they'd get them and shit. That wouldn't even be a fair fight because, you know, he would, like, turn shit into loaves of bread and that wouldn't hurt them.
And to think you are an ordained minister.
Well, in the Universal Life Church, yeah. Hey, they might have heard that lightning. I mean, thunder,
exactly.
rather. That was
exactly. Lord, it's not me! It's not me!
Yeah, the Universal Life Church ordains, like, everybody. It's sort of like playing a goof on the whole idea of, like, religion and shit, so I, of course, approve.
I'm trying to imagine you performing a wedding ceremony.
You know,
all right, you're determined to do this shit, right? You're determined to do this shit?
You know what?
All right.
No, you know
whatever.
What?
Don't say I ain't warn you.
Morally, I could not justify doing that. Marriage is a terrible thing, and it should not be encouraged or condoned. So anyway.
Damn. All right, so Spawn has swooped down.
And he's like, it was a lie. Yeah, and like, lots of talking here.
Yeah, right?
What's interesting is he refers to God as a her.
I thought that was cool.
And maybe in the Spawn universe, God is female. I wonder if God's hot.
Wait a minute. First you
wait, let me think.
About
wait,
God taking it at the end.
Well, no, I'm just thinking. If God...
What are you talking about?
Doesn't it say... Isn't Spawn referring to God as a woman?
All right, God, yeah, God is Alanis Morissette in this
Ugh. You know, if God was a woman, why would he let himself look like Alanis Morissette, though? Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? No, I can't. I mean, okay. You know, you figure maybe she's attainable. But I saw a picture of her in some magazine, music magazine. She was, like, running a marathon. And she had, like, the happy trail from the belly button down, you know, where there's hair. And, like, I can't get that image out of my mind because she had, like, her like, top was, like, flying up. And it's like, ooh. Yeah, shave that bitch. Oof.
kind of like going to bed with Grizzly Adams.
Oh, then there was that nasty video where she's naked and she's sitting down on a subway train. I don't want to sit there now. You sat your naked fucking ass on it. You probably don't wipe. Look at you. You look nasty like a dirty hippie. Shit. All right, so...
no, we're getting way off.
Well, Spawn's telling the dude, yeah, we got to wrap this up because with my luck, all that thunder, there'll be a blackout. We'll lose everything we did. Again, like
know,
with Brenda
right?
Starr.
Damn it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be mad as shit.
Spawn is telling the dude, yeah, you looked into the eyes of an angel. And he, you know, explains that, you know, once upon a time, God wanted some slaves, so he invented human beings to serve him. And the great emancipator, Lucifer, tried to free mankind. And,
is not what it says.
Well, it's pretty much...
No, that's not what it says. That Lucifer was cast to earth for his sin. And he vowed revenge.
Yeah, so again, for trying to free humankind.
No, this happened before humankind came into existence.
For trying to free angel kind. Just saying. Yeah, so, he's breaking it down that God is still fucking with the human race. Well, he's done fucking with angels, I guess. Now he's fucking with humans.
No.
Trying to, like, sway the balance between all of Lucifer's forces and the people in Satan's camp.
That basically is like he is there to move in mysterious ways to interfere with the natural order of things.
For one reason only, they wish to acquire the rights to human souls. Tom Sloan, including yours! See, Heaven is wrong here. Because
according to Spawn, yes, Heaven is wrong.
Are you gonna? I'm not gonna disagree with Spawn. Look at him; he's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah,
you got him. Yeah. and he's apparently relaying events in the Spawn book that neither one of us had read any of. Did I read even the first issue? I know I tried to read. It's not good what I read. Todd McFarlane is not a good writer. And now...
Is that Spawn how he really looks?
No. That's the Heap. And you know what I cheated? Because I checked Wikipedia. And I knew of the Heap. The Heap is an old character from the 40s that McFarlane bought the rights to. Apparently. Okay. Now, this, I didn't know he bought the rights to him. And he was using him in Spawn. And, like, Swamp Thing, like, is a force, like, defending and representing the Earth. So is the Heap now, apparently.
Okay.
We got Heaven versus Hell. And, like, Nature herself has chosen to enter the fray, Spawn says. So there's three forces all fighting each other.
Well, Spawn is actually supposed to be, he says he's the crossing point between Heaven and Hell. That he's not exactly...
Well, yeah, he's like, apparently, he's Nature to... has, like, freed him of Hell's control, and now he's fighting on Nature's behalf. Trying to make sure neither Heaven or Hell gets, like, you know...
Unbalanced, right? Gets more of a... More of a power share.
Because, I mean, you gotta have evil and shit, or there's no good. I mean, think about it.
They're all philosophical and shit. Yeah, you got a point. There's always the opposite.
He recovered
there's
his whiskey. It just hit me.
Yeah. He had dropped it.
He had dropped his whiskey, and Spawn gave him back his whiskey.
Like, that's a waste of good money.
And Spawn is he's a great hero here. He tells the guy, you have the right to choose your own path, Tom Sloan. And he's right, Spawn's right. He does not have to be God's puppet. He does not have to be God's bitch boy. He's a human being. He's supposed to have free will. None of this, it's all predestined, so, you know, let us control you and give in to us bullshit. If he wants to kill himself, you let him kill himself. And he says, I will help you go back to the way you were, to the way you should have remained, without interference. Together, we will restore balance.
I mean, it is true. Before the angel interfered, he was about to jump. That is true.
And this is cool. He just says...
he just disappears into the darkness. And that says, is so cool.
Forget. As opposed to, which Star Trek movie? Star Trek 2.
Remember. The Wrath of Khan, when Spock did a mind melt with
McCoy. Here we have forget. It's like, forget that God bullshit. And he's saying what I was saying earlier. Be a man. Kill yourself.
He's saying be a man and make your own choice. It just so happened the choice was to kill himself. Yeah, and it rewinds back to the beginning before the angel interfered.
This is also cool. You know, there's no action in this?
Yeah.
Wow. I think that was the premise of this series. It ran 8 or 9 or 10 issues. The whole Spawn the Undead spinoff series, which was... I think it didn't focus so much on Spawn as people. And, like, Spawn is just almost a spectator. Except, as you see here, he performs an act of great goodness. And he does. He gives this man his right to do what he wants to do with his life back. And once what he wants to do with his life is lose it. And I respect that.
And I actually have to say... I can't argue with that, because I am a believer in that. Yeah, like Spawn said, you do as humans, especially as adults, you should have the right to choose your own path.
And there he goes.
Even though you may not necessarily agree with it, that is his choice. So.
Well, I mean I agree with it, and I would
know
again.
You do.
Like I said, anyone.
You're down with everything dark and dismal.
Yeah.
You're like, and.
You heard the break song.
Yeah, about that.
So, okay.
So he's falling.
I wonder if this, like, pouring down rain is going to be audible on the finished product.
I don't think so.
Huh. Maybe it'll stop thundering so loud now.
Just know that God is visiting his wrath on us.
Yeah.
So he's falling.
This is Grady.
Yeah, it was cool. The imagery is really cool.
Cause
even the artwork is actually, the way it depicts him.
He stretches his arms, yeah, his arms out to, embrace death.
Death, yeah. The seductive call of the cold black water, waiting to envelop him. He actually looks happy. He looks at peace.
Yes, because this is what he wanted. Fuck you, God. Why are you shaking your head?
Like I said, I gotta find a Catholic church that's open after we do this.
Oh yeah, we did lose a listener after Godcast next way back when.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh wait, actually, it wasn't after that episode. I just kept at it. this dude posted on somebody else's website that he stopped listening because we were being mean to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, weak ass pussy.
You know what? Anyway, so Tom is going into the water, and it says he thinks of being in a warm, safe place in the arms of an angel.
Don't bet on that.
And he thinks it's his sister. He envisions it's his sister.
Yeah, this is great because it's so sad.
It is sad. It's very sad. When you first gave this to me and you said, "I dare you to find the comedy in this," there was no comedy in this.
There doesn't need to be. It's no, it's just great tragic story.
Yeah.
And
the last page.
Yeah. As he spreads his wings to meet her. Again, don't think so. But of course, that's what makes it all the more tragic. He imagines he sees something very strange in the crowded stars above. And there he is. There's Spawn.
Yep.
Who, remember, Spawn told him to forget all that angel talking to him and him, Spawn talking to him,
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Yeah,
and
everybody, yeah.
Just gave him back his free will to continue doing what he was going to do. Yeah.
And he went ahead and did it.
Yeah, he sees something very strange as he's about to die.
Mm-hmm. It looks almost like a face. And you see Spawn with the red and black.
With his, yes. Yeah, I wouldn't call Spawn's mask.
Well, no, I'm talking about
looking
the red,
very
the red
much.
Cape. Yeah, the red cape.
No, but I'm just saying.
Face,
I like that last
face.
Line. It almost looks almost. Like, and I was going to steal that before you just blurted it out.
Sorry.
You know you wanted to say that yourself, but because it is a great line.
It is.
It looks
is.
Almost like a face. Because yeah, Spawn's mask does not really look like a face. It just looks. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But the great hero, Spawn, is the last thing he sees.
Yep. The end, as you would say.
The end! That's it. That's... Wow, it's a... Wow, because Paul Jenkins sucks so bad. It's hard to believe he wrote this. Damn. I know some retailer I read at the time freaked out over this.
I guess so.
And, had, a sign. Like he put up a sign, immoral. Buy at own risk. I don't see how this comic's offensive. Does it promote suicide? Yes. Yes, it does. And as I so often do, I will applaud that. Because in promoting suicide, it also promotes free will. Do what you want to do. Don't let anyone tell you different, even if it's fucking God.
Oh, you rebel, you.
No, I'm just saying, you want to kill yourself? Do it. It may not be the right thing, but it's the right thing for you, because it's your choice. I'd have to give this. I'm gonna give this an 8.
Actually, that's what I was gonna give. I give it an 8, even though necessarily I'm like, damn, it's such a dark message. But I get the point of the message, and I actually, like I said, I have to agree with the message. Even like you said it so very eloquently. Even though it may not be the message another person wants, I do believe in free will. So yeah, 8 all around. I agree.
Okay, well now that. We have properly honored Satan and this arguably satanic comic. Our work is done.
Can we not do this next year?
Oh, we're doing more of this next year. Okay, just a reminder, you can leave feedback on podcastx.blogspot.com. Amazingly, we have gotten some feedback lately, although it has not been on our own blog. But hey, We'll give a little shout out to the commenter anyhow, the esteemed Courtney Coombs of Australia. Yes, Australia, home of Satan's most feared minion, the terrifying koala bear. Yes, the koala bear, that which feeds on eucalyptus leaves and human blood. I don't know if Courtney Coombs feeds on human blood, but yeah, we'll probably mention her again because she's got at least one interesting story. Girls like 15, oh, I guess I should say, don't listen to Podcast X. It is not for children. Okay, now that your parents are out of the room. Yeah, Courtney, we want to tell the listeners about your little run-in with the law and that evil bitch Jedi Queen who, like, ratted you out to the police. So, yeah, we're trying to decipher your evil message on the Jedi Forum, and we can't figure out what that last starred-out word is. So if you could get back to us on that. We've got the rest of it figured out, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, apparently people get, like, this is to the general listenership now. Apparently people get all bent out of shape and shit when you tell them how you're going to kill people. I mean, you know, give me a fucking break. Anyway, I'm out of here.